வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, first chapter, text number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 4th of November, 1973, in Delhi, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sadivam.
Jaya Radha Madhava Vanya Vihari. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Sri Shuku Vacha.
Sri Shuku Vacha.
Vuriyaneshati Prashna.
Vuriyaneshati Prashna.
Krito Loka Hitam Nupa.
Krito Loka Hitam Nupa.
Atmavit Sammatak Pungsam.
Atmavit Sammatak Pungsam.
Shrotavyadishu Yakparah.
Shrotavyadishu
Yakparah. Translation. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, "My dear King, your question is glorious because it is very beneficial to all kinds of people. To hear the answer to this question is the prime subject matter of hearing, and it is approved by all transcendentalists."
So, Sukadeva Goswami arrived at the point of death of Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit was cursed by a Brahmin boy that he would die within 7 days, bitten by a snake. Just imagine how the Brahminical culture was so powerful that even a boy born in a Brahmin family, he was only 10 or 12 years old, when he heard that his father was insulted by Maharaj Parikshit by garlanding him with his dead snake. His playmates informed him that your father has been insulted in this way. So he retaliated that within 7 days this snake will bite the king and he will die. So when it was fixed up, Maharaj Parikshit was also very powerful. He could retaliate the Brahmin's cursing, but he did not do it. He accepted, yes. Therefore, Lord Shiva said, Narayana parasarvina kutasyana vibhati. When one is devotee of Narayana, he is not afraid of anything. Narayana parasarve na kutasthana vibhati. He was cursed that within the 7 days he will die. So he was not afraid. That's all right. So he prepared himself, and many learned scholars, saintly persons, kings, even demigods, all approached because he was the emperor of the world and he was going to die. So many big, big stalwart people, even Vyasadeva, he was present there. And Parikshit Maharaj said, "Now what is my duty? You are all big men present here. I am going to die. Now what is my duty?" This is a very important question. That we are working very hard in this material world, but we are not preparing ourselves for death, which is a must fact. Everyone must die. The modern civilization, they are afraid of death, but they do not know how to counteract death. This is the modern civilization. But there is process. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna informs us that our real problem of life is death, birth, death, old age and disease. Birth is the beginning. And then, one who has taken birth, he must die. Javat jaman jananam tavat maranam. But if one does not take birth, then he does not die. This is the actual problem. Why we have to take birth? People do not know even that there is again life after death. The Bhagavad Gita's first instruction is Tatha Dehantara Prati Dehinasmin Jatha Dehi Kumarajo Vanangajara Tatha Dehantara Prati. As we are changing our body in this life, from childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, and then old man, then we give up this body. Krishna says that similarly, as I was a child, now I have got a different body. Similarly, when I give up this body, I'll get another body. Tatha dehantara prapti. If people do not even know that there is dehantara prapti, again we have to accept another body. They do not care for it. And there are so many varieties of body. Just like we are sitting here, so many ladies and gentlemen, each one of us has got a different type of body. Nobody's body is similar exactly to the other body. This is a fact we can see. So why we have got different types of body? That we do not try to understand. Not only human body, but there are other bodies also. Jalajanamalakhani, sthavara, lakkavimshati. We have got bodies in the water, we have got bodies on the land, the tree life, the plant life, the insect life, the bird's life, the beast life, the human form of life. Amongst the human beings, there are different varieties, some Americans, some Indians, some others. So why there are different bodies? What is that science? Why there are different types of bodies? The different type of body is due to our different karma and different mentality that we do not know. But Parikshit Maharaj, although he is king, nowadays the kings and president, they are sure that I am Prime Minister and I am President. My position is secure because he is Prime Minister. This is the difficulty. The big, big men, they think that my position is secure. I am Prime Minister, I am Rahis, I am Birla, I am big man. So my position is secure. But Parikshit Maharaj did not think like that, although he was emperor, most powerful king, Parikshit Maharaj. He did not think that I am secure. Because I am emperor of the world, I am secure. No. He immediately became alert. Oh, I will have to die within 7 days. So I must prepare. This is the problem. We do not know whether we are going to die within 7 seconds, because there is no guarantee. Parikshit Maharaj had at least 7 days guarantee that he will die after 7 days. But so far we are concerned, we can go on the street, there may be any accident, I can die immediately. There are so many deaths that are taking place. The death is sure, and when it will take place, that nobody knows. Therefore, we should take lesson from Maharaj Parikshit that what we are going to prepare for our next life. That is human life. Otherwise it is animal life. The cats and dogs, they do not know what is my next life. They think that they do not know anything. So if a human being does not know what I am preparing for the next life, he is no better than cats and dogs. That is the statement of the Shastra, it is not my statement. Jasyatma buddhi kunapi tridhatuke sadhik kalatra disubhauma ijjadhi jatirtha buddhi salile nakarhichet janesu avignesu saiva gokhara. Gokhara. Go means cow and khara means ass. So anyone who has got this concept that I am this body, I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahman, I am Kshatri, I am black, I am white, I am fat, I am thin. and this and that. This is Atma-buddhi, the Atma-buddhi, just Atma-buddhi. One should know that I am not this body. That is your knowledge. That is your knowledge. But nobody knows that. Everyone thinking. The fighting is going on all over the world. It's like Israel and the, what are the party?
Arab.
They are thinking that there is body, that fighting. And everywhere is going on, and this body, cats and dogs are fighting. So, actually we are not this body. That is knowledge. Therefore Bhagavad Gita begins when Arjuna was thinking in terms of his body, that he was declining to fight in terms of body. Krishna, they are my family members, my brothers, my grandfather, my nephews. How can I kill them? Therefore, Krishna, when Arjuna accepted Krishna as his spiritual master, Shishyasthi ham sadhimam trupannam, Krishna, now we are talking like friends, but that will not make a solution, because friendly talking is useless waste of time. Let us talk seriously. So I accept you as my spiritual master. Shishyasthi ham sadhimam trupannam, now you teach me. So this is the process of taking lessons, just like Maharaj Parikshit also trying to take lesson from the learned saintly persons there. At last it was settled that whatever Sukadeva Goswami will say, that will be accepted. That will be accepted. So therefore, after being questioned by Maharaj Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami is answering, Bariyane Sati Prasanna. He inquired. Parikshit Maharaj inquires, you are the devotee of Lord Krishna. From the very beginning, because Pandav family, they are all Krishna's devotee. So, Parikshit Maharaj also was a devotee. From his childhood, he was worshipping the deity of Krishna. That was his play thing, just like Mirabai at Krishna Murti. So, those who are born devotees, their inclination is to, that is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Suchinang simatangihi yoga bhrashta sanjayate. Devotees from the childhood, they get chance of worshipping Krishna or to become Krishna conscious. So, Parikshit Maharaj was a devotee of Krishna. So, he inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, whether I shall now fully devote myself in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the answer was from Sukadeva Goswami, Bariyane Sate Prasanna. Yes, it is very nice, glorious. You are thinking of Krishna. Bariyane Sate Prasanna, then? And Lokahitam. My dear king, this Prasanna, this question is not only good for you, but it is good for the whole world. Lokahitam. Lokahitam. So the Krishna consciousness movement is like that. It is not a whim that I went to the Western countries because I love Krishna, so I wanted to preach it. No. Lokahitam. As soon as Krishna consciousness movement was started in the Western countries, immediately they took it, because it is lokahitam. It is actually beneficial. All these young boys and girls from America and Europe, why they are seriously taken? I have not bribed them, neither I had many money to pay them, but they have taken because it is lokahitam. Because it is lokahitam. And what is the next word?
Atmavit sammata.
Atmavit means self-realized souls. Tattvavit or atmavit. Vadanti tat tattvavidas satyam jad jnanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sardati. Atmavit, self-realized person, transcendentalist, they are not interested with these material affairs. There are three kinds of atmavid or tattvavid. Some of them are brahmavid, Some of them are Paramatma-vid and some of them are Bhagavan-vid. Those who are trying to understand the Absolute Truth through knowledge, by dint of their own knowledge, that is called Brahma-vid. They can approach up to the impersonal Brahma. Those who are yogis, trying to understand the Absolute Truth by meditation, dhyanavasthita-tad-gati-na-manasa-apashyanti-jan-yogi, they are Paramatma-vid. And those who are devotees, they are Bhagavad-vid or Bhagavat. They are called Bhagavat. So there are three classes of transcendent. But everyone accepts this. Atavit sammata. We should accept something which is agreed by the Atmavid, not ordinary person. Now it has become a fashion that you manufacture any way of thinking of self-realization that is accepted. No. Whether it is accepted by Atmavid, whether it is accepted by the Vedic culture, then it is true. Otherwise, you cannot manufacture. Therefore, all over the world, there are so many religious principles because they have been manufactured by some man. Actually, religion cannot be manufactured. Religion is, according to Vedic culture, dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma, it should be given by the Supreme Personality of God. Just like law is given by the state, government. You cannot manufacture law. That is not possible. If you manufacture some law, that I manufacture this law, then I will follow this law, my law. That will not help you. You must follow the law given by the government. Similarly, religion means the religion which is given by the Supreme Personality of God. And the Atmavid, those who are actually self-realized, they accept thus that religion, not any manufactured religion. Therefore, from the Bhagavad, we can understand that dharma projita koitavatra, cheating type of religious system is kicked out from Srimad Bhagavad, projita. Swept off. We don't want that. Paramaninmasaranang satang bhastava bhustu vedamatra. This Bhagavat system is meant for the paramaninmasaranang. Masarata. Masarata, it is explained by Siddhartha Swami. Para utkarsa asahanam. When a man cannot tolerate his friend or other man is rising more than him, he becomes envious. That is the material world. Even my brother becomes greater than me, I become envious. Either in richness or anyway, competition. So, but this Bhagavad Dharma is different thing. Paramaninmasarana. A devotee is never envious of another devotee. If one's friend or godbrother or brother increases in devotion, the other devotee, he is not envious. He simply thanks him. Oh, my brother, my sister, or my father, like that. He has advanced in so much devotion, I could not do. So, how I can follow him? This is Vaikuntha conclusion. Just like in the material world, everyone is envious. If I become richer than you, then you become envious. Not, oh, how this man has become richer? We are in the same business. So this is material. There is no appreciation. But in the Vaikuntha world, there is comparative devotional service. Just like Radharani and the gopis, they are on the same status. But the gopis know that Radharani is the better worshipper than us. Therefore, their only business is how to take Radharani and join with Krishna. This is Vaikuntha understanding. They are not envious that Krishna loves Radharani so much and they are envious. No, no, not at all. They want it that Krishna loves Radharani so much and Radharani loves. They simply try to join and they are happy. Oh, Krishna and Radharani is now joined together. That is their happy. This is Vaikuntha appreciation. Here in the material world, suppose there are competition. Oh, this girl has got such a nice lover, then let us break it. This is material. But Vaikuntha, there is everything. Everything, varieties. But that variety is concentrated on Krishna. That is called Atma Sammata. Atma Vit Sammata. Atma Vishan self-realized, those who are actually on the transcendental spiritual platform, that must be approved. So the Krishna consciousness movement is approved. It is not a manufactured thing, whimsical thing. It is approved. Just like Arjuna said to Krishna, that Parabrahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhava. Purusam Shasatam Madhyam. Krishna, you are the Parabrahma. Parabrahma. But now that Krishna may say, or anyone can say, oh, Krishna and Arjuna are friends. Therefore, Arjuna has eulogized his friend Parabrahma. No. Krishna, Arjuna said that it is not that simply because I am appreciating you. There, you are appreciated, you are approved by Devala Oshita Vyasa Narada. That is called Atabhisammatam. Atabhis, Vyasadeva, Narada, Devala Oshita, all the great sages, they accept. Similarly, at the present moment, we have got four acharyas. Even take five acharyas, Shankaracharya, Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya. They all approve Krishnastu Bhavansam. Even Shankaracharya, he is this impersonalist. Still, he has commented on his Bhagavad Gita, Sabhagavan Sayang Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. So Krishna is approved. And because Parikshit Maharaj wanted to talk about Krishna, the whole Bhagavat is full of Krishna Katha. That is the beginning. Therefore, Sukadev Goswami said, Atavit Sammata. And then what is the next word? Shrotavyadishu jat paraha. Now we have got to hear so many things. And now what we are doing in this world, in big Delhi city? In the morning we get a bunch of paper to hear about so many advertisements, so many political struggles, and so many things, all useless waste of time. In our country, it is how many pages newspaper nowadays? But in the Western countries, oh, such huge, a big bag, you see. Right, you see. So, there are so many things to hear. They are nonsense. Therefore, he says, Sotobhyadinishu japparo. This is the. There had been some political meeting. Oh, many hundreds of people would have come to hear. But because we are talking of Krishna, nobody is there. Although it is the Sotobhyadishu Jatparaha, it is the supreme subject matter to hear. This is the position. This is the position of the material world. They have lost interest even to hear about the transcendental life, what is this life, what is next life, how we can improve, how, where we are going. Nothing, simply like cats and dogs, they are working hard. Therefore, Shastra says, Nāyaga deha deho bhajanga niloke kastāna kāmān arhati birbhujanga ji. Birbhujanga. Birbhujanga means the hawks, the pigs, the who are eating stew. They are also working very hard for finding out the stool. Where there is stool, where there is stool, where there is stool. So, Rishabdev warned, my dear sons, this life, this human form of life, is not meant for working so hard, simply for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Then what it is meant for? Kapo dibvang putra kajina suddhes. My dear boys, just try to become austere. Just tapasya. Tapasya means voluntarily accepting some difficulties. Not difficulties. Just like in our society, we say, no illicit sex life, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. But in the Western countries, these things are daily affair. But they have given up. But then that they have died all these boys and girls who have taken our Krishna consciousness movement, they are given us. No illicit sex life, no meat eating, no intoxication. They do not drink even tea, coffee. They do not smoke even cigarette. This is tapasya. We have become so unfortunate, led by rascal and fool's leaders, that we are missing the opportunity of this human form of life where we can solve all the problems of life. And the indication are there. Here is in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. That Amar Agyay Guru Haiya Taro Ei Desh. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. That I give you order. You, every one of you, become spiritual master. Oh, I have no qualification. How can I become spiritual master? It requires high knowledge, Sanskrit, understanding. No, you don't require anything. Simply, you speak Krishna. What is Krishna upadesh? Krishna says, sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam. You simply go door to door and say, please surrender to Krishna. Then you spiritual master. I have done this. What I have done? I have gone to your country to say this thing, that here is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You surrender, you become perfect. That is being done. So it is not very difficult to become spiritual master. Simply, you have to become very serious and sincere to the service of Krishna. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami, Bhriyane Sate Krishna. Oh, it is very nice. Lokahita, it will be beneficial to the whole human society. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
The following are questions and answers.
Sitaram, Lakshmi Narayan. So, we are not worshipper of Krishna alone with his Shakti, with his energy. Therefore, we are appealing both to the Shakti and the Shaktiman. This is very easy to understand. Suppose if you, husband and wife, sit together and I appeal to you, and the female part of your life, if she agrees, oh, yes, then you cannot deny. Therefore, the devotees, they appeal to Srimati Radharani. Vrindavan Vaisav, Jayaradhi, they are more devotee of Radharani. Because Radharani is so soft-hearted. As soon as somebody says Krishna, she thinks, oh, here is a greater devotee than me. She immediately recommends, oh, here is a very nice devotee. He is greater than me. Please accept. Now Krishna is mother. Therefore, Hare Krishna. First of all, Radharani. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is the tatpurusha. To appeal, nijam khama atma dasse, we are so shameless that we are serving our society, friendship, love, country, and so on. But they are not grateful. Even Mahatma Gandhi, who served so much for his country, his countrymen shot him dead. Yes, you die. Ask anyone in your family, nobody is grateful. Nobody will say, oh, you have done so much for me. Now you retire. No. No retirement. Up to the point of death you must serve us. This is the position. Therefore, one who is intelligent, feel, surrender to Krishna, kamadinam kutidhana kutidha palita dinnidesha. This material service, I want to serve the countryman. That is not serving the countryman. Just like you see all these politicians, they are presenting their manifesto that we shall serve the country, but they go to the political post to serve himself or his karma, his desire. He never goes to serve the country. Therefore, we are serving neither the country, nor the society, nor the family, nor the husband, nor the wife, none. I am serving my lusty desires.
Lust for power.
Lust for my sense gratification, that's all. This is going on in the name of service. This is not service. This is all lust. Only service can be rendered to Krishna. He is the only person who can accept service. Nobody can accept service. Therefore, the resolution should be how to serve Krishna. That is your dharma. Therefore, Bhagavad says, dharma prajjita koita vata. Dharmatha kam moksha. People are after this, to become religious. Why? They will get money. And what do you do with the money? I satisfy my senses nicely. And then after satisfying my senses in this material world, I will become God. There is also another sense getting this. I will become one with God. And how you become one with God? But he is aspiring like that. He is thinking like that. So these are, therefore, Bhagavad says, Koitabodhan. These are all cheating type of religious system. The real dharma is, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadhanman Parittajyamamekam Saranam Vaja. Similarly, Bhagavad begins with the word, Param Sattam Dhimahi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That is dharma, Krishna consciousness. Any other question? Mrs. Kilnani, you have got any question? You have got any question?
Not any.
Now you can open this fan and chant Hare Krishna once more. Bahut dur hai.
Bahut dur hai. Bahut takte hai, ek vichar ho gaya.
Nahi, ek dafa aane se to malum ho gaya.